Okay, so one shaila that comes up every year, Hanukkah time, is what happens if you are traveling. I gave a full shiur on it earlier in the week, so I'll give the conclusions now. If you're traveling, especially air travel on Hanukkah, and you're not going to be home, you're not going to be somewhere you can light all night. So if you're traveling by yourself, then the answer is pretty simple. If your family's at home, your wife's at home, or your wife's traveling, you're home. So then you can have your spouse light for you, whether it's because of shlichus or it's because the obligations on the house. It's a machlokas achronim, but you can have your spouse light for you. The only complication with that is, if you're traveling and you're going to be in the air and it will be day for you and night in Toronto, so then it's a machlokas haposkim, whether you can fulfill your obligation with somebody lighting in your house, because when you're lighting, when they're lighting, you're in the air, it's daytime, so you're not obligated at that point. And when you're obligated at night, nobody's lighting on your behalf. And Minchas Yitzchak raises the shaila in response to a question he was asked by Rai Felder, Sr., in Chelek Zayin, Shuvah Mem Vav, of Minchas Yitzchak. He's mistupik, and he thinks, l'chadchila, you shouldn't. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach concludes that there's no such problem, and most poskim, though not all poskim, suggest that even under those circumstances, as long as somebody's at home, so you can have them light on your behalf. Now, if everybody is traveling with you, so then you have a few options. One potential option is still to appoint a shliach to go and light in your house on your behalf, which again might be a bit complicated based on the same issue before in terms of whether it's going to be day, night, where you are. That's the potential second possibility of what you can do, is have somebody else light in your house on your behalf. If that isn't possible, so then the poskim divide. Some poskim say that if you're traveling and you're on a plane, so they note that there is a diyun in the Achronim, which appears a bit in the Rishonim, whether Hanukkah is what's called a chovat gavar, a chovat habayit, an obligation that devolves on the individual or on the house. Now, if you think that it devolves on the house, so some of the Achronim suggest that if you are traveling and you have no house for the night, so then you wouldn't be obligated at all to light the menorah, in which case, if you were traveling, you would be exempt. However, this question was raised the first time by the Marsham. He wasn't talking about a plane, he was talking about a train. And the Marsham suggests that even if you think that Hanukkah, that the menorah is a chovat habayit, it devolves on the house, said it doesn't matter, because he said your house is wherever you are for the night, if you're living in the train for the night, so then that's your home, and he suggested lighting on the train. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach suggests that the same thing is true of a plane, and the plane is therefore your home, and you are obligated to light the menorah. Now, some poskim, Rabbi Yashiv, others suggest that maybe it's not true. A plane is less permanent than a train because you're not sitting down. You don't have a place to lie down unless you're maybe in first class. Maybe it's moving through the air and rather than being grounded. And therefore, it really isn't a house at all. And even Marasham would say you're exempt. But most people say that either, as the Tzitzeliezer notes in a tshuva, we poskim that Hanukkah is a chovat agavra, and therefore you're obligated whether or not you have a house. Or they say if you're sleeping on the plane for the night, so that's your home. Now, there are achronim quoted in the Piskei Tshuvot who say that you should light a menorah on the plane. Don't do that. If you manage to smuggle the lighter onto the plane, still don't do that bad idea. So if you're at really, really the last possible option, you have nobody can light for you at home, or you're posek paskins that you're not allowed to have someone light for you b'shlichos in your home if it's going to be night in Toronto but day where you are and vice versa, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman has a last resort, which he suggests lighting a flashlight as your menorah. The reason he says a flashlight works is it relies on the position that an incandescent light bulb is ash, and it rejects the positions that you need the menorah to be similar to the menorah in the mikdash, because if you think it needs to be doma to the one in the mikdash, so then a flashlight might not count. In general, the poskim aren't sure we need it, because wax is also not so similar to the one in the mikdash, and most poskim possibly you can use wax. And Shlomo Zalman adds that he thinks an electric menorah plugged into the wall doesn't work, because to be doma to to a menorah, it needs to have a finite source of energy. It's plugged into the wall, so then it's not, because it has an infinite, or almost infinite source of energy, but a flashlight, which will die when the battery dies, he thinks is considered fine. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, if you're really stuck in the end, you should bring a flashlight with you and light it, l'shem mitzvah Chanukah, make sure it's incandescent, so it would be considered eish. But both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ovadia bring this as well, say that even if you do that, you shouldn't do it with a bracha, because it's contingent on many different sveikot, and therefore suffik bracha lahakel. But if that's really your last option, so then you can be yotzei with a flashlight. I know Rav Nevin Salah Halacha tells people to do that. Ilan Mazer said he's done it when he's had to travel on Pesach, because he asked Rav Nevin Salah what to do. But again, those are the options. Lachachila, get somebody, your spouse, to do it in the house. Again, dependent on where you are, time zones and the like, and if you think that's a problem. If you can't do that, get somebody else to be the shliach, and if that doesn't work, so then there's this possible last possibility of Shlomo Zalman to light a flashlight as the menorah, but without a bracha.